A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're considering the subject of help to open your door. Help to open your door. And we're looking at the book of Revelation chapter 4, part A of verse 1, and Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 8. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, part A says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven." Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8 says, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it." Help to open your door. You must understand that doors are symbols of, number one, blessings. Anytime you see doors, God saying, "I will open your door," it symbolizes blessings. I will bless you. Anytime God wants to do something amazing in the life of a man, it causes doors to open. When a door opens for a man in heaven, the automatically doors must open here on earth. A door has to open. And when God does this thing in the heavenlies, and then it translates and manifests itself in the physical world, in the physical realm, what God has completed in the spiritual realm is brought to manifestation. And so when a door opens in heaven for you, the doors must open on earth to follow suit. And don't forget, this door symbolizes blessings. God so promised Abraham, "I am going to bless you and I will make you a blessing." Number two, doors symbolize opportunities. "I am going to give you opportunities," make opportunities available for you. That is what God is saying. "I am going to give you opportunities to excel, opportunities to succeed, opportunities to make it." So doors symbolize opportunities. Thirdly, doors symbolize breakthrough. Anytime you hear about door opening, being opened, the simple implication is that God is saying, "I'm causing you to break through. I am opening doors, doors of breakthrough for you." So there's going to be a major breakthrough in your life when your doors are open. Number four, doors symbolize next level or advancement. Your next level and or advancement. God never intends that your life will stagnate or remain on the same spot. God never intends that you will be like this forever. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says, "The path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day." And so God wants you to make progress. He wants you to move from glory to glory, from this level to the next level, and yet another level of advancement. God wants you to advance, so you will advance. And so when the scripture says a door was opened in heaven, it means blessings are pouring from heaven, opportunities from heaven, breakthroughs coming from you, for you, and next level of progress. When God says, "I have set before you an open door," in other words, "I've set blessings before you," He has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He has given you opportunities to excel and to break through. He has granted you breakthrough, access to breakthrough, and your next level of advancement is here. And so when doors are open, a man begins to enjoy the blessings of God in every aspect of his life. So doors are opening for you. And once your door is open, your matter is settled. So God will open your door in heaven and on earth, and your matter or your issues will be divinely settled. The help you need to open your doors will locate you in the precious name of Jesus. What are these things, therefore, that I need to open my door? Number one, the doors are opened by knocking. You've got to knock and to knock continually. Doors answers to knocking. They respond to knocking. And so you must knock. In Acts of the Apostles chapter number 12 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "But Peter continued knocking." Peter had knocked at the door of the gate of the house where the disciples were praying for him. A damsel named Rhoda had come to answer the door, but she did not open out of excitement. Sometimes doors are not opened to you, not because of the enemies, but because of excitement of someone, or because of carelessness, or because someone is not sensitive enough. So the door is not open. So it is not a time for you to give up or back out. What you must do, like Peter, is to continue knocking. Peter continued knocking, and the door was ultimately opened unto him. Do not forget, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened." Verse 8 says, "For he that asketh, receiveth; he that seeketh, findeth; and to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened." So you have to knock. Doors will answer to knocking. As you knock this week and always, God will cause doors to open for you in the precious name of Jesus. Number two, help to open your door comes by way of connection, divine connection. In John chapter number 18, verses 15 and 16, the scripture says, "And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought Peter in." The other disciple, whose name was not mentioned, but was connected to the high priest, gained access into the palace of the high priest because he was connected to the high priest. But Peter, who was not connected to the high priest, could not gain access into that palace because he was not known, he was not connected. I like you to understand that connection sometimes open doors for people. And this is the reason why you must treat all your relationships with courtesy. Every relationship you find yourself, every person that God brings your way, you must treat them with courtesy and with dignity and with respect, because you do not know whom the Lord will use to open the door to your next level. Treat people fairly. Treat people courteously. Treat people well. So this other disciple was the one that spoke to the gatekeeper to allow Peter in. He also used his connection to the high priest to speak for Peter to gain access to the palace of the high priest. And so that's why I said that connection also opened doors for you. Number three, angelic help. In Acts chapter number 12, from verse number 7 beginning, Peter was in prison, don't forget, but God dispatched an angel to go wake him up and bring him out of that prison. Sometimes you need an angelic visitation, angelic help to open your doors. And so the Bible says, Peter followed the angel as he instructed and led Peter out of the prison. And when they got to the iron gate that led into the city, the Bible says the gate opened unto them on its own accord. That gate opened, not because of Peter, but because of the presence, the angel of open door that accompanied Peter, or that led Peter, the angel of open doors. God is sending you angels of open doors. As a matter of fact, God has already sent them, and you need to just dispatch them to open your door. Your doors will be opened. Your gate will be opened. As that gate opened for them on its own accord, your own gate will open for you by the angel of open doors that is accompanying you in the precious name of Jesus. I am confident because God has said it, that gates and doors will open for you this week. I saw a door was open in heaven, and because door was open in heaven, doors on earth must follow suit. They must open for you. So be confident that doors will open, but continue to knock, leverage on your connection, and trust God for your angel of open doors. You must always continuously speak to your gate and to your doors to lift up their heads. In Psalm 24, verse number 7, scripture says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors." You must constantly speak to your gate to lift up their heads. So by speaking, you open your doors by speaking. Don't keep quiet. Keep speaking to those doors to lift up their heads, and they will lift up their heads for you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, divinely connect me to men and the women that will help open my doors in the name of Jesus. I thank you because you will divinely connect me to those men, the men who have the key to open doors for me by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, send me angels of open door this week, men in the form of angels and angels in the form of men. My Father and my God, I pray that you will send me angels of open doors this week. You will send me men in the form of angels and angels in the form of men. In the name of Jesus, I believe you have done it in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let doors of blessings open for me this week. Let doors of opportunities open for me. Let doors of breakthrough open for me. Let doors of a new level open for me. Lift up your voice and pray. This is my prayer, O God, that you will cause doors of blessings to open for me in the name of Jesus. You will cause doors of opportunities to open for me. You will cause doors of breakthroughs to open for me. You will cause doors of a new level to open for me. That your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that God will connect you to men and to women who have the key to open doors for you. That man, and I pray in the name that is above all names, that angels in the form of men will be sent to you, and men in the form of angels. I pray God will cause doors of blessings to open for you. Doors of opportunities will open, and you will maximize these opportunities. Doors of breakthrough will open for you, and you will break through this week in the name of Jesus. The door to your next level will open, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at noon for our interdenominational prayer convocation, Moriah Prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.